golf here. Wisconsin City golf team had a great showing on Monday at Ulysses. They'll be at their home meet that was originally scheduled for this Friday, but not to ideal conditions. The golf in 90-degree weather and 55-mile-an-hour winds, so they moved it up 24 hours, and it'll be tomorrow afternoon there at the golf course here in Scott City. Couple of the golfers here joining us here, starting off with senior Cale Wheeler. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, Monday, you guys had a great day there, and at the Ulysses Invitational there, you finished fifth and the team second, just so close to you know, over first place, but everything just seemed to click for you all on Monday.
Yeah, we left a lot of strokes on the course Monday, especially for myself, and I think everybody can say that, including Jaden here. But just had some stupid shots and a lot of putts. Their greens were recently sanded, not plugged, but sanded, and they were about as tall as our fairways. So they were really, really slow. And that making that kind of adjustment is really hard because usually we're going from our greens, which are somewhat slow, not terrible, but we're usually going to faster. So we're kind of used to that. But going to way slower than ours was a big adjustment. And I think it took me about 16 holes to adjust to that. And I finally figured it out for the last two. But I don't know. It was a good day. Swing felt quite a bit better, and it wasn't near as windy. So,
yeah, well, it was kind of an odd situation there. But, you know, it's a great day Monday, but guys closed the gap significantly from Colby the first time you guys played him the previous week.
Yeah, I think, Coach, what did we shave our strokes down from Goodland? 55? Yeah, so we
– not bad.
So out of four scores, we took 55 strokes off of our team score. And then I think after Lakin, we took 30, about 30 strokes off. Just, I mean, that doesn't really go to show much because we all played pretty terrible on those 2 days, except for Jaden. He played okay on one of them.
Yeah.
But, Ulysses was just a lot better. It still isn't perfect yet, but it'll get there.
Well, you get the home meet tomorrow. I would say this is your last time you're going to play on the home course, but you got one more opportunity in a few weeks there with the league. And, but – tomorrow, an opportunity to get better there, and what's it always like playing on the home course?
I think the best part about it is having more fans out there. We'll usually have some more people come out that won't usually travel, so that's always fun to have, and it's just nice playing a course that you're familiar with, and it's just easier to play.
All right, what's your score that you'd like to hit tomorrow?
I'd like to go for about 72.
That's about par, isn't it?
Four over.
Four over, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully things work out for you tomorrow. Good job so far this year, Cale, and good luck to you guys coming up.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, senior Cale Wheeler and junior Jaden Lewis joins us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll let him get the headset on here. How are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. Good day for you Monday as well. How'd you feel like that? What worked, I guess, for you on Monday?
I got off the box pretty well. Mm-hmm. Around the green was not good. It was a little rough.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
Well, the slower, as you mentioned, it was the slower greens there, I believe, in the fairways with the sand. And how tough is that to adjust to different circumstances with the greens that you do face, maybe compared to other courses?
It was very tough. Their practice green wasn't really anything like the greens on the actual course. And I don't think I ever adjusted. It was rough.
It was rough. Okay. Well, so did you have to deal with a lot of sand then, more than you wanted to?
Yes, very much.
But, you know, still you have to be pretty happy about what you're able to accomplish. What was different for you maybe Monday compared to the previous meets that you were in?
The conditions, the wind, and then just the greens. Mm-hmm. Trying to putt was the main part of it.
All right, and still sounds like the short game, huh?
Yeah.
Is that something that you guys are just continuing to work on?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow, and I know you got to be pretty excited to play on the home course.
Yes.
All right. Now, I guess I could ask you this as well. What score would you like to see tomorrow?
High 70s, low 80s.
All right. Hey, how close have you been to that before?
I shot an 86 our first tournament at Dunes.
Okay, well, you're right there then.
Yeah.
Hopefully things work out well for you, and good luck to you coming up here, and thanks again for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, junior Jaden Lewis joins us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and We will now talk here with Coach Brian Gentry, second place as a team on Monday at Ulysses, and then they get to host the home meet tomorrow. So Monday, great day for you guys. Just, you know, one shot away from tying Colby there, but I think you had to like what you saw from your team there on Monday.
Yeah, it was about time, really. We're capable of doing, you know, I thought we should have been around the 340, you know, mid 340 mark, you know, pretty much every tournament. Despite some of the weather, you know, you can't really expect a lot of things when it's, you know, 45-mile-an-hour winds, you know, up in Goodland. It was rough. But it is a spot where I thought we should be. I think we're capable of staying and knocking down some more. But it was nice. It was nice to be in the mix right there to you know, possibly win that tournament. Mm-hmm. But if nothing else, you know, I think it really got these guys going and you know, motivated to go out there and compete again tomorrow. Because you know Colby will be there, and not only a league team, but a team you know for our regionals. So we've got to stay up there and be able to close the gap. We had a lot of guys step up. You know, Dylan probably shot his lowest round. You know, Jackson shot his lowest round, and you know everybody was knocking some strokes off. So it was good. And I think Cale mentioned that you know all of them think that they could have, you know, they probably left a few strokes out there. But that's golf. You got to manage your way around the course, and I thought for the most part we did a good job of that.
Well, how fun is this? You know, it's been a long time since you guys have been able to kind of talk about this. How fun is it to be in that position? You're like, oh, you know, we're a few strokes here and there to win it, but kind of being in the money.
Yeah, you know, for sure it is. It's exciting, and when you have those opportunities, you know, you want to make the most of them. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a bit different when you go into a tournament thinking you got a shot to win it, and that's what you want out of your guys. You want them to go be competitive, and for a lot of years, you know, golf and you know, I'd say tennis, you know, kind of get thrown on the back burner as far as, you know, the attention that they receive. But two very difficult sports, and a lot of time has to go into both, you know, to be successful. You know, a lot of things out there can really, you know, play with your head when you're out there by yourself playing golf. And you got to be able to, you know, manage the course and get around and do the best you can. And with us having opportunities to win these tournament championships, you know, it's just added motivation for these guys. You know, so I think they're excited. I know I'm excited. They're harder on themselves than than I ever am, because they expect so much of themselves. You know, that's great. It's great to have. It's great to have competition, and understanding that you know we are right there, and we got to go out and take care of business. So you know, tomorrow will be a good one. Whenever you go to different courses, you know, especially for high school kids and kids that aren't dialed in with their range finders and knowing their distances. A lot of these local courses are played on feel, our course should provide that advantage as far as to know what shots to hit and you know where you can leave it.
Yeah, you mentioned tomorrow there. You mentioned Colby, one of the teams there. There's going to be quite a few teams possibly from the regional be there tomorrow.
Colby, because we lost a couple teams with the change, but we picked up Hugoton, so they'll be there That might be about it for our regional, but you know I've kept a close eye on everybody else. You know, Phillipsburg's hanging around the 370 mark, you know, for their team. So we've got to be able to take care of business. And you know, fortunately for us, you know, we do get to play Colby several times. We get to go to Colby to play in their invitational. So we'll get to play the course, and most of our guys have played that course. And you know, we'll take every opportunity we can to go up there and play, you know, a practice round before our regional, but. I think all the all of our guys are kind of trending in the right direction, and they just got to build on you know what they've done, and understand that you know every stroke does count, and we got to make the most of them.
Should be a fun one for you guys tomorrow at home, and it starts at 3?
Yep, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, all right. And beautiful day compared to Friday coming up.
Yeah, that'll be miserable.
Yeah, with Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.